Once upon a time, long ago, or maybe not so long ago, in a land that progress attempted to destroy, where many people have lost hope and the enemy reigned with cruelty and evil. This land where once the people were proud and free, now they cower in fear and servility. From this desert of destruction and despair, once more to the fore of his nation's hour of need, to the enemy's terror and to his people's elation, came the warlord.
Network second hour coming at you. So this dropped, you know, this week and the last few days. Popular QAnon website shuts down after Citigroup employee and webmaster doxxed and stalked. The world's most popular QAnon post aggregator has been taken offline after its webmaster, a Citigroup employee named Jason Galinas, was doxxed by Logically.com and later stalked by Bloomberg's William Turton, who drove out to his house for an interview. Okay. Under the username QAnon, Galinas launched QMap.pub in May of 2018 under the username QAppAnon, which boasted over 10 million visitors in July, according to SimilarWeb. The site aggregated Q drops, messages posted by an anonymous individual or individuals to image board 8kun, K-U-N, the number 8, K-U-N, promoting the theory that President Trump is part of a military intelligence operation by white hat insiders to take down the deep state, arresting and prosecuting corrupt government officials and pedophiles. Because 8kun users often post graphic or objectionable material, QMap.pub providers of the movement a clean platform to follow Q drops. Over the years, Q posts would move from the 4chan forum to 8chan and finally to its later iteration, 8kun, but these forums weren't where most of Q's followers would go to access the drops. Most would find them neatly compiled on a site called QMap, now the main platform on which Q's drops are published. For years, it would believe that QMap was an endeavor that was independent of both the Chan forums and the person posting the Q's drops. But recent discoveries concerning an IP address behind QMap raise questions as to whether Jim Watkins, the owner of 8chan and 8kun, an elusive figure in his own right, could also be Q. As some QAnon researchers have pointed out, however, the story of Q's operations does not end with Jim Watkins. Now you can get, if you go to QMap.pub, you can get, there's three links there where you can still look at the Q drops, okay? So I've got up now, and I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but he said basically wearing an American flag baseball cap, Galinas said that QAnon is a patriotic movement to save the country. So the website's no longer accessible. Anyway, so I've got qresearch.ch, okay? And then you can go to Q's posts. All right, it's I really like QMap because it was just an easy way to look through the drops and so forth and so on. Now you kind of have to use the links here, and you know, it's really a pain in the butt. But let's see here. I wanted to look at this one. Okay, so this is Q drop 4688. And this was dropped today at 9:04. Anyway, how do you accomplish the following? Number one, terminate history-making economic gains made by POTUS prior to the election. Two, stall U.S. trade, China trade phase two by China time to prevent loss of billions. Three, terminate or hold POTUS record attendance rallies across the USA, deplete and remove enthusiasm. Four, protect Biden from embarrassment, RE mental health, clear cognitive decline, Q&A, rally attendance, crowd size, lack of enthusiasm, etc. Five, protect Biden from the Ukraine scandal, okay, him and his son. Protect him from sexual assault allegations, all the little perv stuff on all over there on the him caressing little girls and smelling their hair and telling them how horny he is and all the rest of it. Create non-digital pathway to rig the 2020 election, engage 80 million mail-in ballot distribution, do sidestep, you know, not having to concede and all that stuff. Create division, hatred, fear campaign, primarily scare senior citizens from voting in person on election day. Okay, riots and protests and so forth, COVID-19. Create impression of a country divided. Propaganda, blame attack, current administration, economic hardships, death toll, attack plan, blah, 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 blah. And so basically it's lists all those things where the COVID-19 lockdowns and so forth and so on, really the multi-pronged attack that this COVID-19 has really thrown our way. And there's a lot of stuff that the COVID thing, when you look at Biden and the situation he's in, I don't know if he's going to make it to November 3rd. I think that there might be a switch that happens. They pull Biden out of the picture, sacrifice him somehow, put him in a dumb, deep underground military base, disappear him, kill him, whatever, and then run a sympathy candidate. I don't know yet, so we'll see. I wanted to talk about the 9/11, and I said garbage everywhere on the anniversary week this week, on all the mainstream conservative outlets, your Breitbarts, your Daily Callers, and so forth and so on. 19 years later, okay? It was all horrific, okay? And then some people talk briefly about false flag and so forth, but they didn't go into any of the details about it. They just went into the fact, you know, it really made me sick that 19 years later, there seems to be less interest, less on an anniversary like that. It seems like it's a whitewash now. It's a glossing over. Nobody wants to talk about PNAC and all the Mossad activities and the Chertoff stuff and all that crap. All right. All of the books, you know, by Christopher Boleyn and Edward Hendry and Victor Thorne and all the work that was done by documentarians, really, you know, bringing in all the evidence. You know, look, we know this was called from the highest echelons of power here on Earth, okay, doing the bidding of evil forces in the universe. But you could not get away with a hit like this unless you were at the top of the very top of the food chain of, whether you want to call it Illuminati, whether you want to call it Kosher Nostra, whether you want to call it, you know, the Jesuits and the Queen of England and all of them, the black nobility, the Venetian bankers, whatever. But the preponderance of evidence of the Jewish criminal network that was the massive players behind the scenes. And then the minions here, your Joint Chiefs of Staff types, Richard Myers. I mean, the Pentagon, the Rumsfelds, all these people that had to stay on board with it. The Bush family, you know, Giuliani, you know, this whole thing. And now the COVID, which is basically 2.0. But everybody just wants to kind of gloss over it and then blame Islam and the rest of it. And were there Muslims involved? Yeah, sure, the ones that are involved in the global power, you know, they had to supply patsies and so forth and so on, and the cover story. And Saudi Arabia is balls deep in bed with the Israelis and the American Anglo-American establishment, you know, Jewish mob. And you know what's fascinating was I dug into this old YouTube channel. I think it's called Blood Letters and Bad Men. And it's all about different mafia figures and mafia history, okay? Cosa Nostra history, your Sicilians. And I just was stumbling across these different figures. And it was really interesting when you had Vito Genovese, who was a mainland Italian, okay? He wasn't Sicilian, but he rose to the head of a family, and he was a very ruthless dude. But they get into how him and Lucky Luciano butted heads over bringing all these Jews into their inner sanctum. Meyer Lansky and some of these other Rothsteins and all Mandelbaums and Applebaums and all these Jews. And it really kind of hit home for me. You know, I've studied mafia and I realized that Siegel and Lansky and all these Jews were involved, but it really was interesting to watch how there was headbutting going on between the Italians and Sicilians about letting these Jewish mobsters in and really working their way up to the top of the food chain. And look what happened to the Sicilians and the Italians after the Lansky's and these guys moved away. They started really going down. They started getting, you know, squeezed out and busted and going to prison and all this other stuff. So it was just like a template of how this works in other areas. So the Jewish mobsters, they worked their way into the Cosa Nostra and turned it into the Kosher Nostra, but they started sacrificing the Sicilians and the Italians out, and they take over this whole thing. And now look at it. They run the Federal Reserve. They own the media. You know, they were already working their way up through Hollywood to own everything. But news, I mean, you control the news. I mean, these simpleton buffoons that would live around us that still watch the TV and they think they're being informed. I mean, this is a real life dystopian reality that we're living in. We're all sitting here getting frustrated as hell trying to, and then you just, you know, I don't even really hardly talk to a lot of people anymore because it's just so, it's to the point where I'm like, holy cow, a large swath of Americans are so dumb and they're so resistant to hear anything contrary to what the boob tube tells them. And it's crazy. But anyway, what did I want to get into? Okay, I wanted to read this last week. Satanists are gaslighting us. Okay. Have you ever asked yourself, and this is on Henry Mackow last week, have you ever asked yourself, am I crazy? If you have, you're not crazy. You're most likely being gaslighted. Gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse aimed at controlling a person by altering reality to the point where the person will doubt their own sanity. A good example is pretending the common flu is a deadly pandemic in order to enslave humanity by destroying human rights and livelihoods. The term gaslighting comes from a 1930s play called Gaslight. The main character in the play literally tries to drive his wife crazy by gradually dimming the gas-powered lights in their home. When she notices the lights dimming, her husband not only denies that the lights are dimming, he convinces her that she is imagining it to the point where she questions her own sanity. We're now living in a perpetual state of gaslighting. The reality that we are being sold by the media is at complete odds with what we are actually seeing with our own two eyes. And when we question the false reality that we are being presented, or we claim that what we see is the actual reality, we are vilified as racist or bigoted or just plain crazy. You're not racist. You're not crazy. You're being gaslighted. New York State has twice as many deaths from COVID-19 as any other state, and New York has accounted for 1/5 of all COVID-19 deaths. But we are told that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has handled the pandemic better than any other governor. But if we support policies of governors whose states had only a fraction of the infections and deaths as New York, we're called anti-science and want people to die. So we ask ourselves, am I crazy? No, you're just being gaslighted. We see mobs of people looting stores, smashing windows, setting cars on fire, and burning down buildings. But we're told that these demonstrations are peaceful protests. And when we call this destruction of our cities what it obviously is, riots, we are called racist. So we ask ourselves, am I crazy? No, you're being gaslighted. We see that the major problem destroying many inner cities is crime, murder, gang violence, drug dealing, drive-by shootings, armed robbery. Yet we are told that it is not crime, but the police that is the problem. And I've went through this. You expect the police, when they come in contact with these absolute, I mean, just over-the-top crazies out in the street, you know, wound up by this music industry predominantly, that the cops automatically, when they have to use force on one of them, and they cherry pick these examples, and then they go blast it on social media, running these interactive internet activities, these IIAs, and boom, they can start these riots quickly now. Okay, we are told that we must defund the police, remove law enforcement from crime-riddled cities to make them safer. But if we advocate for more policing in cities overrun by crime, we are accused of being white supremacists and racist. So we ask ourselves, am I crazy? No, you're being gaslighted. But think about that. Think about the whole robotics and the next wave of the agenda, taking the human element out of policing, allegedly. But who's programming the robots? And then once it goes AI, and if AI is let off of its quarantine areas, we saw what happened allegedly with some AI when, well, they just say it went full-blown hardcore, quote-unquote, Nazi. So we'll see what happens if they go with this AI and letting them have the power over life or death out here in the streets with RoboCops. All right, but very wild stuff here. Now I wanted to get to this. Let's see, on National File here. Now, they got a picture of this movie, Cuties, okay? Big Tech. Sundance, co-founded by convicted pedophile, awards Netflix's Cuties film featuring twerking preteens, okay? Now, I'm looking at a picture of these cuties, okay, in their little dance outfits, and I swear one of them... And there's a picture of three of the girls, okay? And I swear that one of them is a quote-unquote transgender boy. So on top of the almost pedophilic whole thing with this, element here, now in the picture... There's actually what appears to me to be a boy in this crowd of little girls, and it doesn't look nice. I'm like, holy cow! So I don't know. So let's see here. Let's get clip 4 ready, Ken. Now this. Department of Homeland Security of ours is, remember Sensenbrenner? He's a big Republican out of Wisconsin, and he was pushing the whole Real ID and all that stuff for all those years, ever since the 90s, and everybody was like, wait a minute, man, you're a Republican and you're doing all this Big Brother stuff. And there's always been an element of the Republican Party that is very Orwellian, Big Brother, all about biometrics, and so forth and so on. So let's listen about the present-day DHS and some of their marches forward. Go ahead.
This is DAPU 7, taking a look here at what the Trump administration has just issued. This proposal to expand the DNA database to include other biometric data. And this is all surrounding immigrants. Now they're wanting to include the citizens sponsoring immigrants. So in this document that was just put out, the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, has proposed that any applicant, petitioner, sponsor, beneficiary, or individual filing or associated with an immigration benefit or request, including U.S. citizens, must appear before the biometrics collection without regards to age or anything else, unless DHS says you don't have to, unless they waive it or see that you're exempt. Now, they're also proposing the expansion of the word biometric. They wanted to include iris image, palm print, and voice print. You're going to have a full range of information on people here. And some may say, oh, this doesn't affect me, it's not going to matter, but it's not long before they find a way to utilize this in a bigger database. So it begins here, and it could be with friends, family, co-workers, anyone that could have came in from another country, could have been here for years, maybe here legitimately, legally, but not, they haven't been granted full-blown citizenship yet. Something like that. They're going to be trying to collect this data on everyone surrounding those types of individuals, man. So anytime I see big collection here of data and biometric data, I want to give the heads up. And this is a big one here. They're trying to change terminologies and add things in here now. And you can see the database is expanding. I'll leave a link below.
All right, go ahead. Stop it there. So the march continues with biometric data collection. And some people are like, yeah, collect this stuff from immigrants and blah, 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 blah. I mean, think about it. When you go to the doctor, you get your blood tested, you know, complete blood count, blah, blah, blah. They got your DNA, okay? People, they've got all of our DNA. But, I mean, look at the whole ancestry thing, and it's just so creepy. You know, the war on privacy, the war on cash, the governments around the world want to know everything about all of their citizens down to their DNA profile. It's just this thing about us as humans. We always march on towards this. It goes in cycles, sure, but we're now, and has this happened before? There's people that'll argue that this is not the first technological society in this earth in its history. And, you know, when we get to a certain point, this whole thing's going to get smashed again and we're going to have to start over. It's just, I'm just so done with it. Police chief under investigation after charging Virginia Democrat and NAACP leaders in BLM monument attack. Virginia police chief is being investigated after charging a Virginia Democrat and NAACP leadership for alleged involvement in riots and vandalism. So a light-skinned black police chief, she's now being investigated because she actually went through with it and charged She's placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of internal investigation just weeks after announcing felony charges against Democrat State Senator Louise Lucas, local NAACP President James Boyd, and 12 others in connection with a June 10th attack on the city's 144-year-old Confederate monument. And they're saying that there's conflicts of interest and all this other stuff. So now anytime you try to hold a black politician, especially one involved with some open public felony, like trying to destroy monuments, you're going to get investigated. Because even if you're black, you're some sort of an Uncle Tom racist. And if you're part of the police, oh, my gosh, and you're a sellout, Sally Hemings. You know, it's getting so old that, unfortunately, I mean, look at the cops that get shot out here in L.A. Okay, so there's people that show up to the hospital. The stuff that they're talking to cops now, I mean, it's unfortunate that it's come to this. The mass mind control, the Bill Gateses and the Soros, Alexander and George, and all the people that run this crap, the Zuckerbergs and the Dorseys over Twitter, and all the punks over at Google, Sergey Brin, and all of them. They're sitting there laughing about how they can manipulate people at the street level to do these things. And there's these kids ruining their lives, getting sucked into the Antifa trash, thinking that they're actually fighting, you know, the man and so forth and so on. And they don't even realize that the man is the one pulling their strings on one end. And yeah, look, there's bad things going on, and nobody wants to see cops enforcing stupid mask orders and all this stuff and revenue generating and harassing people for stupid things, you know. But at the same time, the lawlessness on the street, I mean, the cops have already pulled back here in my area so far to where it's emboldened the thug class to drive how they want to drive now, act even worse. There's something in the air where they feel that there's no more accountability. And so why do you see these people talking to cops like, we're going to kill all of you and all this? Because they feel something as there's been a shift. They feel that, you know what, these people are, they think that the cops are scared, but they're being ordered to hold back. And a lot of them are doing it. It's like their own, I don't want to say self-censoring, but they're self basically hindering their own enforcement activities because they don't want to get caught up in the next incident that's going to get blown up all over social media and all over your communist news network and the rest of them. And they don't want to be the next bad guy that's going to, you know, get crucified out here. And so now I'll tell you what, the innocent people that they just get caught up in this, in bad situations, bad neighborhoods where it was already tough, now they're really, really suffering. And now the warlord types, the gang leader types, are really solidifying their grip in certain areas of the country, and you can bet your bottom dollar on that. And it's going to be ugly, and I don't know where this is going to end. But for the last half hour, we're going to open the phones. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. You want to get in and chime in. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hear ye, ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Certain thoughts are now a crime. Power flows through an evil hand. A freedom's light is growing dim. One day suddenly I'm forced to take my leave. Will you still carry on with the things that we?
We're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Paul Craig Roberts dropped America's Cuddler Revolution article yesterday. I provided evidence that the military security and complex using the media and the Democrats and half the damn Republicans intends to turn the November election into a cuddler revolution CIA is very experienced at color revolutions, having pulled them off in a number of countries where the existing government did not suit the CIA. As we have known since CIA Director John Brennan's denunciations of President Trump, Trump doesn't suit the CIA either. As far as the CIA is concerned, Trump's no different than Hugo Chavez, Nicolas Maduro, Charles de Gaulle, Manuel Zelaya, Evo Morales, Viktor Yanukovych, and a large number of others. You know, it's funny, we haven't heard a damn word from Gina Haspel as far as I haven't heard her talk or speak or said a word, have we? It's kind of weird, isn't it? So we've got a bunch of callers lined up, so everybody try to be brief, hit your points. And let's move on to the next person. Everybody's got a few minutes. So, Chris, near Las Vegas, you're up first. Chris, how's it going?
Well, thank you so much, Robert. And I've got a couple of little things for you. I discovered something really troubling here this week while I was searching around called, it's a new version of DARPA under the Homeland Security called H-SARPA. Oh. And it really, yeah, it's a... troubling to me. I suspect they're probably moving Betsy DeVos's Neuralink and other mind control projects over there, Blue Beam, and probably other things like that.
So I guess that's I guess that's Homeland Security Advanced Research Projects Agency, right?
That's my putting together the acronym. Also, it's just something I've kind of stumbled on this week.
Hey, Chris, you know that there's IARPA as well, Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency. That's the spooks run that one.
Well, I think the spooks are running them all, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But really, the spooks are in the DOJ under 1.4000. That's where the Secret Senior Executive Services, the SS here in America, hides to control the strings behind everything, in my estimation.
Yeah.
Well, further, you mentioned
those are your permanent government folks that are always hanging around.
Yeah. Through all administrations to carry on the continuity of government, pulling the strings of whoever takes the seat as the POTUS. I think you're exactly right there. Your point about the gaslighting, the whole world is being gaslighted right now, Robert.
Yeah.
We are absolutely in a fourth-gen war right now, an information war on the world. They're engaging in the demonic practice of sacrificing America to the fires of Moloch. That's what these fascist paid revolutionary Marxists in California and other places that are setting over 100 fires around America to burn people off their land so they can steal it and claim that they abandon it so it's up for whoever wants to grab it so they can sell it and make money on it again.
Go ahead.
It's a very dangerous time for free liberty lovers in America. I do what I can. I've got this monster case going here in Nevada where they've tried to murder me twice for putting out the information I did and coming along with Dr. Wynn Parker and Jeff from Idaho before. So God bless America. Pray for this country. We need it. And for the world, save us from these demons that are trying to take over this whole planet. God bless America. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Take care, Chris. You know, allegedly, Noor bin Laden on 6 September wrote a letter to America. And if I get a little chance, I might read a little bit of it. Let's take Dr. Kell in California. How are we doing, ma'am?
Thank you so much for your work and your service. And I just, when I heard about that open murder that happened, or the attempted murder of these peace officers, if those people were chanting outside of my hospital, I'd be cracking skulls and making some more emergency room patients for sure. And those people should be liable to some degree for what they're doing. And you know, it's on, brother. That's all I have to say. And thank you for your work and your service.
Oh, thanks. We're in a pinch with these type of people, that these real goons that come out, these ghouls that come out to a place they know, a 31-year-old sheriff's deputy, and she's a mother, gets shot, and then they're out there saying, I hope the bee dies. I mean, these are dregs, and we have to realize our society has a lot of dregs in it. And, you know, they're brainwashed, but at the same time, you know, I was watching some of these people on live streams where the cops, you see the cop car way in the background, and these black guys, and they're like the hooligan hood rat class of L.A. and Compton where the shooting happened. And he drops the N-bomb like every 3 seconds. Yeah, they just aired their eyes, you know, using street language. They just aired them out. And they're all laughing and they think it's funny and so forth and so on. And, you know, I was watching I'm going to get to the next call in a second. I was watching an interesting video I happened upon about Haiti, okay, and their justice system and their jail in Port-au-Prince packed with 5,000 people, and 80% of them are waiting on trial, and some of them have been there 5 and 10 years. My thing is, with these characters that we see in our streets acting this way and so forth, I say let's buy them a ticket to Haiti, and we can pay off the government a few bucks ahead, and we send them to Haiti and see how they like life down there in Port-au-Prince. I guarantee you they'd be boo-hooing so bad, because I felt bad for these people locked up in these prisons in Haiti where everything's on a paper document and they lose them, and then this person's lost in the prison for 5-10 years and these judges take off 2 months a year. I mean, you got to watch some of this stuff on Haiti. It's so brutal, and it's like, what, a couple hundred miles off of Florida, and these people, they think the cops here are so freaking bad. It's pathetic. They're brats.
Yeah, and I'll row the boat.
All right. Let me get to some of these other callers. Thanks, Dr. Kelly. Let's take Mark in Florida. How are we doing, Mark?
Thanks for letting me in, Robert. I want to mention Michael Gaddy, rebelbadman.com. Hal Anthony has a blog, Behind the Woodshed. These guys put out the truth, the facts, and the history, and the evidence. And what I want to compare, and you've been talking about it, the criminality of government.
Oh yeah.
And I'd like to compare it to, are the protesters acting any different than our government has acted for the past thousands of years? Our government has murdered and robbed and raped and pillaged the whole world, and then we got these protesters that are complaining to the same robbers, rapists, and pillagers while they rob, rape, and pillage.
Well, it's even worse than that. Solution. It's even worse than that. Listen to this. Here's the story. The government itself is cannot kill anybody. It's the rogues that are running it at any one time that order the killings. But the knuckleheads in the streets, what they're wanting is to overthrow constitutional government and what's left of it, and then they want to implement Marxist-Leninist Maoist crap, which is going to kill millions, and a lot of them know it. And they're going to join and have a free-for-all in the Red Terror.
Right, but it blows my mind that the same thing that they're complaining about is the same thing they want to replace it with. It's like, am I living with the 99% just imbeciles? And that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I get real frustrated, too. And you got these memes that floated around for years where there's like one young girl up against all like the stormtrooper looking black uniform, you know, riot police at a protest. And then she's like throwing something at them, and she's like, she's complaining for more government. And then they point at the guys in the, you know, she's protesting for more government. And the arrow goes over to those guys, and it says more government. And so you're sitting here whining because you want socialism, and you want to destroy everything. But socialism is going to bring you even more cops. It's going to be more minders. It's going to be more draconian, more control over your life. And that's what they don't realize.
I like the idea of, I'll just keep my hands to myself, and that way I won't bother you. And I just wish they would keep your hands to yourself, put your spoon in my bowl, stay off my lawn. Let me be. Keep to yourself. Your hands to yourself. Thank you, Robert.
Well, All right, take care. Now, the thing is, it's like these people have no problem burning down somebody else's business, looting somebody else's business, and, you know, because when things work out to their natural ends, nobody owns anything. The state's going to own everything, okay? So it's common property. But then they just look at it as, well, this is reparations. This is instant reparations. So I want to go grab me some Jordans out of the Nike store. It's reparations because you owe me for the past. Even though the person stealing the Nikes right now, they haven't suffered under any kind of slavery or anything like that. They're just using that as an excuse for criminal behavior. Real sick stuff. Alan in Texas. How are we doing tonight, Alan?
Evening, Robert.
Good evening,
Robert. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for seeing it. I hear your ironic laughter when you bring out and talk about a lot of what's actually going on. You see it. You see the game that's being played. You know that the frickin' politics isn't going to save us. You know, I'm almost to the guys that are listening to this show, or the girls, or the non-binaries, or whatever in the hell might be out there. I know they listen to your show, Robert. The mask stuff's getting old. Why don't you have Fauci come out and tell everyone that the virus has mutated to a point where masks are no longer effective in order to stay safe? When you enter a building, you have to stand on one leg and bark like a seal for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's getting, you know, I'm getting, everybody's getting frustrated to the point where everybody's cheating with the masks anyway, and they're wearing them under their nose because they want fresh oxygen. I mean, look. I mean,
they're wearing something that's like, you know, basically cheesecloth across their face, and they think they're getting away with it when it's not the effectiveness of the mask; it's the obeyance. It's getting on your knees.
Exactly.
To go into a convenience store, I told the guy to suck my ass. You know, but people in there, I feel like turning to all these people and saying, "You're just sheep."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I went 2 blocks down the road, you know, to a different convenience store that I didn't have to wear a mask, and I did just fine. But no, for convenience, they're doing it, and they think they're getting one under because my mask, it's just cheesecloth, you know. But it's not the effectiveness that counts; it's compliance. And man, even people that supposedly, if it's life or death, or you have to do it for your job to keep your job, to keep your pay coming in, but to do it to go into a freaking convenience store, I mean, when you can go a couple of blocks down, and but they don't have Pepsi Zero, so you go to this one and you comply. It's just, Robert, I don't know what. I kind of know what these people feel like. I don't feel like I'm around my same species anymore. It's just unbelievable.
Well, the power of media and suggestion and fitting in and the peer pressure, all that is so powerful. It really let, you know, when this thing, look, I don't want to see it happen, but it's going to go, it looks like within the next couple months, I hope cooler heads prevail, but what they've got planned here in the next number of days, there's so many scenarios that play out in my head that, you know,
and you actually been in war, you know, I really don't have any desire to do that, Robert. But, you know, if I'm forced to, I'm not going to be very friendly towards what's coming at me, you know. Yeah, I've got a feeling like you. It's sometime it's got to go kinetic. Something's got to snap. Something's got to give. This is getting ridiculous. I don't want to see it. I'm not calling for it. But like you, you can see it. It's every nation on this planet has said, it can't happen here. We're the most civilized, you know, civilization's ever been out here. I mean, ask people in Argentina, ask the people, you know, in
Venezuela,
well, Somalia, yeah. Different thing, but all across the planet where this crap happens, you know.
Well, we have a heterogeneous society, and that's another set of problems where we all don't look alike. And so the psychological warfare masters have really, really, what they've done with our black population, it's just criminal. With rap music.
I wish I could admire what they've done, but I really can't because it's just freaking evil, Robert. You know,
well,
I mean, I'll beg off and then let someone else in.
All right, but yeah, it's because I monitor a lot of the media that is, you know, put out there for Black Americans. And look, there's some glimmers of hope here that are happening as well. And I don't want to be down, but holy cow, between the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, which is gaining big steam, the Islamic movement, but even like this kind of Egyptian, what they call it, Kemetic stuff. There's a lot of this stuff that's really, really race war, an imprint. And we'll see what happens, but the whole Wakanda Forever thing and all that, it's a cocktail, and they knew what they were doing. Let's take Ed in Chicago. How are we doing, Ed?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Robert? Thank you for taking
I'm all right.
I used to call in when you were over Brigadishu over there in by St. Louis. Anyway, I haven't talked to you in a while. my point, I want to make a point. You saw that film, I'm sure you, The Greatest Story Never Told?
Sure. 6 hours. Okay,
at the end, it's like 6 hours or five. At the end, they stream where they've been kicked out, the tribe been kicked out of 192 or 102 countries over the last, 1,800 years or whatever.
And then some countries numerous times as well. So.
Correct, like Spain 3 times or Portugal. And how come we can't talk about that? Do you think that that's what's they're running this whole freaking thing,
you got the Church of Holocaustianity, okay, which is one big thing, but then you've got Christian Zionism, which is another huge the dispensationalism, right. The Cyrus Schofield stuff, that whole thing where basically you cannot hold Jewish people accountable for their devious machinations in your country are automatically a genocidal anti-Semite. The ADL, was created the exact same year that the Federal Reserve was created. That's not an accident. I'll just put it that way.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention, I'm a retired fireman, 32 years, Chicago, 32 years in the ghetto. I don't see the racism. We always try to help these people. They're calling us all, for this and that and this and that. And always help them out. Always.
Yeah. Well, there's been over the last, let's just say, 5 to 7 years of some heavy militarization that's happened, though.
My two sons are both Chicago police officers, and they've been in the thick of this thing, the riots, and they are freaking disgusted.
Yeah.
From the top down, they're letting the rioters, they're letting the looters go. Let them go. The arsonists, let them go. So it just tells me that the higher-ups are getting their orders from the same. The rioters and the leadership are in cahoots.
Sure. Lori Lightfoot is a lesbian Black female. She's a left wing, progressive nut. She's like in the Bernie type, mentality. Yeah. And they don't want to hold people accountable for their behaviors at the street level. That is a no-no. That's racist.
But your typical police officer out there wants to stop the crime.
Sure.
And are not looking to kill a Black guy. They don't wake up in the morning and go, "Oh, I want to kill a Black guy." Not at all. No.
That's the cover story they want to give to where they can hype up Black people on the streets to go whack cops.
It's
gaslighting. That's gaslighting.
Yeah, it's going to come to a head.
I know, it's unfortunate. Nobody really wants it to, but because there's a lot of innocents and young little babies that are going to suffer, and children and old people. It's nobody wants to see it happen, but unfortunately, the psychological warfare operators know how to get enough people to do dumb things that everybody's going to get sucked into it. I got one more caller. And
all right, let's go. Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, man, take care. Let's take Richard in Austin. How are we doing, Richard?
Hey, Robert. Yeah, I just want to say something real quick about the religious community, man. The spiritual world has really let everybody down. Even if you're an atheist or agnostic, they have really showed their true colors, from the Buddhist to the Baptist, whatever. And it's going to create a whole lot of atheists. I don't think we're going to be able to measure how this has destroyed the spiritual community, because
are you familiar with the Three World Wars document with Albert Pike and all that stuff?
I heard of Albert Pike, of course, but
they said that basically at the end of the Third World War, they're going to both destroy Islam and Christianity and bring forth Luciferianism at the ashes of both those two religions.
Well, they're well on their way, and all the other religions is probably going to go with it, because, I mean, when you're telling kids that they can't even breathe free, I mean, they're looking at it like from the most basic point of view, well, where's my God? I can't play hopscotch. I can't go out and just look at the sun. This is crazy what they've pulled off. And remember, Donald Trump, when he first got in office, he appealed to the 501c3ers, start talking. Go back to the old school of exposing corruption, and they didn't do it. And now we're seeing worldwide mosques, synagogues, everything. Just shut down. Just grind.
Well, think about it. Think about it, Richard. They boiled everybody up with the COVID, locked them down, put the pressure cooker on. Then they start running the race psyops with George Floyd and all that stuff. And so, boom. You know. Then they set the Antifa goons loose in the communist Pacific Northwest in Portland, Seattle. So, you know.
Couldn't have worked no better. I mean, if George Soros is behind it, I don't know, Zuckerman, whoever, all of them working together, they can laugh and say that we really have destroyed the fundamental spiritual, Christian, religious world, whatever you want to call it. And
you know, Lincoln said this country's going to fall from within. And so they've got their minions that were willing to commit treason. See, you know, you can be as somebody outside the country, but you got to find minions inside the country that are willing to commit treason against their own fellow citizens to run these destabilization operations. Look at the amount of traitors across all races, spectrums, whatever, that are in this country that are willing for a mess of pottage like Esau to sell their country down the damn river. Just for some temporary fake fiat Federal Reserve notes.
It's not too late for them to redeem themselves. If they had a worldwide coalition of the willing, all the religions got together and said, let's out COVID and 9/11 and all that, I think they could pull it back together, but they're going to have to do it right away.
I hear you.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. All the callers, listeners that don't ever want to call, Hooliesblog.blogspot.com. You can find the archive there in the morning. Or here on RBN, either way. Ken, thanks for everything. And I feed the fire. Yeah, it's burning me alive.
Taking. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting. and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.